Your medical to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back, and we have Greg Ford back, and we were going to do some radio today. Greg, lots of things happening. The demon rats, as Judge Spiro and I say the same thing, we came up with independently. Isn't that interesting? Both of Syrian background. I have Syrian background, she's Syrian. We call them the demon rats. Now, we also have some rats on the right. I call the Republic rats. Do you like that?
Republican women.
Yeah, yeah, or the Republic craps, because they're full
Republican
of it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I got a panic report now. I'm surprised I got this, and I want to mention it here. The cat is out of the bag, you know, as they say. But I got an urgent request from Susan Lindauer, and I'm going to read this, because, you know, once it's out there, it's, I send it out in the blogosphere everywhere on the planet. I mean, people don't know I spend at least an hour and a half to 2 hours processing the data and turning the videos and creating transcripts and everything from all the shows. This is not a minor job, and I do all the techie stuff myself. It goes out through Pippa.io to every social media on the planet. It gets converted to video on YouTube. It goes to my radio network in the UK. People are going to copy it immediately, the audio files, or download it. And so she's in a panic over the fact, she says, about the detail of the timing of the federal inmates' receipt of earnings from the stolen hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, early in January, February. And it's factually truthful, but it would be devastating to the seizures if the guy's crew learns we're coming after him in that time period. Well, it's over. I don't know what to do about that. I mean, I can't fix it. That information is out. To be honest with you, I think that our government should be moving on seizing this money right now. I don't think we should be waiting for a specific time. I'll tell you why. The repo market's ready to pop. Last week, they put in $4.2 trillion. But people have to understand they're setting up America to blow the economy, to make us surrender to world government for the danger of an EMP or a nuclear attack or biological attack on our population. The thing that's driving them crazy is this Trump, no matter all of his defects, is a warrior, and he's standing in the way on the left and the right on their surrender policy for America. Now, America has the most advanced weapons, literally in some ways, centuries ahead of any of our enemies, cybernetically and otherwise. And if anybody actually tries to engage in us, we will annihilate them so much, even their atomic nuclei will be destroyed, let alone their whole body. So people have to understand that Russia doesn't want to engage us, but there's elements in Russia and elements in China that are working with the New World Order, want us to surrender to world government, because eventually they'll amalgamate us all together under one, if you want to call it, totalitarian regime. We don't want to call it communism, socialism, I call cybernetism. Do you like that? The cybernetism is basically the matrix, the mark of the beast. They want to not only control your finances and know where your body is to a cubic meter, they want to know the intentions of your heart, like Minority Report. And if you think this is not happening in your real world, believe me, this is your last good Christmas. Everything from this on is going to be battlefield Earth. That's what's going on, isn't it?
It's a good bet.
Yeah. It's not a bet anymore. No. I'm not a betting man. I don't believe in gambling. When I go to Vegas, somebody says, oh, well, you pulled a handle once. I said, I don't even want to pull a handle once on one of those stupid machines. I don't gamble at all. I hate it. Now, if you're betting based on statistics or analysis, like my son who does sports betting, he's not really betting. He actually knows how the game's played, so he makes quite a bit of money. I remember my son, Chris, put $30 in about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and he came out with high four figures, from putting $30 in to the sports bet. So I don't believe in betting. I believe in knowing analyses of facts, figures, and the trajectory of where things are going. And I don't think what I see. I see them trying to impeach Trump. They're not going to impeach him. They're trying to damage him so he won't get reelected. And I even think McConnell is trying to kind of delay or prevent the trial from going forward to try to just kind of cut it off. No, if Trump has his day in court, the embarrassing fact is people are going to go to prison and wear orange jumpsuits, aren't they?
I think so.
There's going to be indictments. There's going to be grand juries. There's going to be people. If you're Comey now or Strzok and Page or Clapper or Brennan, you should be sweating balls right now because you should be really worried. Your deep state's going to get a terminal certificate of death that's what's going to happen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you're an expert on Intel and on digital protection of our cybernetic. We need three areas of protection. Cybernetic protection of our data, protection against incoming missiles, and protection against biological and chemical weapons. And each of those three things is our weak areas where no matter how many weapons we have, we don't have cybernetic protection, protection against incoming missiles because we don't have that, and protection against biological weapons, which I can do with radionics and other technology like my NutriMeds. My NutriMeds now will kill all known biological weapon pathogens. My plasma iodine, Allicin Med, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, etc. There is no bioweapon known in history that can survive my nutraceuticals, period. Okay? That's why even hepatitis B, C, and AIDS can be wiped out in two weeks. Okay? So, where, and I also know how to make radionic weapons that will actually create a field effect that will block pathogens or viruses or even insects and so on. So there's no way that we need to be worried about that in the future if we implement the technology. We haven't done it yet. The same way we haven't implemented cybernetic protection of our internet. Everything's so vulnerable now, it's ridiculous. We had a gentleman here about a few months ago who did a fraudulent purchase of one of our machines, a photon sound beam. And what he did is he got so angry because we weren't delivering it because we were trying to check out to see if he was real or not. He was sending nasty emails and even calling, saying, where is it? Where? I want the tracking number. And it turned out, we luckily canceled it. 4 days later, we found out the guy's fraud. He had stolen somebody's ID and card and was pretending he was somebody else. So you got to understand that the current system nowadays, in terms of your private security and your identity and so on, is totally open, isn't it? And that vulnerability is by design because they want to capture us in a cybernetic matrix, don't they?
Well, I've offered to provide an organic and inorganic firewall of security. And what's
right.
amazing is the most resistance I've received on that system for implementing it is the U.S. government.
Right. That's because the deep state, whether it's on the left or the right, wants us to surrender to world government. They're spending billions of dollars going to Afghanistan, $68 billion a year. They're not doing it to prosecute a war. I guarantee you, like when Donald Trump told them how to prosecute the getting rid of ISIS, which, by the way, we created in Iraq and Syria.
Don't I know it.
We cleared them out in no time at all. I have military personnel, for example, in the Navy, that have told me, and I got private documents on this, stop building aircraft carriers, start building mobile naval vehicles, something that can be operated remotely. Start developing newer technologies so that you don't build a bigger boat. You need a smaller boat, okay? And the same thing is we can have drone technology to go on the battlefield. What do you think the enemy would think when you had to send in remotely operated killer robots and drones? Now, I saw it recently on this movie, basically, that's a Tom Clancy movie, where these drones move in and they got to just kill somebody, right? You have to understand, the battlefield of the future, it means if the enemy thinks they can engage us, they're delusional. An army of a couple hundred drones could take an army of a couple hundred thousand out in a matter of minutes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And even the Israelis are experts on neutron weapons on the battlefield. The most advanced country in the world for neutron battlefield weapons is Israel. If the Muslim countries think they can surround Israel with 100 million soldiers and they're going to take them out, there'll be 100 million dead bodies to clean up, as it says in the Valley of Jezreel. It'll take them so many months to pick up the dead bones. It'll be radioactive. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So where are we going? I think 2020 is going to be a hell of a year. I'm telling people, this is your last really kind of peaceful Christmas. The next ones, especially after the election, because almost certainly I think Trump is going to get in. These people are not going to stop trying to impeach Trump for something. And to be honest, unless we silence them and put them in prison, don't give them day pass or book tours, they're going to keep jabbering away to try to see if they can get Trump diselected or is enslaved the entire population. Now, when I hear people, in fact, even when I was arguing in our first hour with my wife, she wants socialized medicine because she saw it in Canada. Let me tell you, Dr. Deagle's been through hell over the last almost 50 years in healthcare. You do not want socialized medicine. It kills your relatives. It gives you lethal injections when they don't want to treat you at the end of your life. It stifles new innovative care. It forces you to take polypharmacy. And what it does is if you don't follow the protocols, you lose your license as a doctor. You get persecuted. And medicine is an art based on science. It's like painting. Painting means you have to have an artistic talent and you have to have a scientific talent so you know what colors like Leonardo da Vinci made when he made his own colors. For example, the Mona Lisa was made with infrared paint so he could create a three-dimensional picture with infrared art. Did you know that it was the first infrared painting in history? The Mona Lisa?
I didn't know that.
Isn't that interesting?
I wish I had.
A three-dimensional picture of it infrared-wise. It's the first three-dimensional infrared picture ever painted, and he created the painting technology or chemicals, and then he did the painting. Now, people need to realize if human beings are made in the image of the Creator God. If we pursue God and we ask for inspiration, he will provide a solution to every problem, whether it's environmental, protecting against the sun. We're going to get Dr. Pry on and Glenn Rhodes on from the U.S. Commission on, what is it now it's called? The U.S. Commission on, where's my little blurb? The EMP U.S. Commission, right? And what people need to start understanding is, we're at the point here, is the emptaskforce.us is their website, EMP Task Force. What people need to start understanding is, people like Dr. Pry tried to talk to Barack Obama. He was interested in EMP from the sun. He didn't want any protection for EMP from nuclear states or cyber hacking. Nothing. The same way when you hit a brick wall trying to get cyber protection in the U.S. military and different branches of government. Now, by the way, people should understand that it's the state of it's a real hell, Israel. And I'm not saying we aren't our ally, but it's a real hell. Has the contracts for security of every division of our government, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you got to remember, Israel is not being used for its own purposes because they don't care if 2/3 of the Israeli citizens die if they start a war with Iran. They could care less. They're using Israel like a battering ram, like taking this big chunk of human flesh in Israel and then battering them against Iran because they have an objective. Their objective is make America subservient to a new world order. That's why these Democrats are so darn hell-bent on trying to take away your guns, or if they can't get your guns, they'll take away your ammo, right? Through credit cards or Walmart or whatever it is, right? Persecution until you find you can't buy ammo.
Guns are useless without ammo, of course.
Yeah, well, no, they look nice in your wall, but they're not good to defend you, right?
No. By the way, I on my way back from the coast, I stopped by it was a restaurant, and it was called Danucci's. Okay, it's just east of Bodega Bay. If anybody knows where Bodega Bay is, and I stopped by there because it was kind of a sad occasion for me. Danucci's is the last place I had dinner with Gene Palfrey. Okay, and that name might not mean much to folks.
It rings a bell, but I don't know details. So fill it in details. Go ahead.
She was the D.C. madam, the Washington D.C. madam.
Ah, that's where I heard her name before. Okay, yeah.
Right, and most people don't realize is that Jean's home was in Vallejo. Okay, Vallejo, the little town. The North Bay area, San Francisco Bay area.
Right.
But everyone knows her as being the D.C. madam, okay? And so, of course, when I met Gene at Danucci's Italian restaurant there, in Bodega Bay, I didn't realize it at the time, but when I stepped outside later, I found out, yes, we had a complete entourage of Mossad agents.
Mossad were working with her, right?
No, they were tracking her and following her.
Ah, they're tracking her. Is that probably because she had intel that they didn't want her to spread, right?
Right, and they're trying to find out who she was speaking to and so forth.
By the guy by the name of Greg Ford, is that possible?
Absolutely.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I want you to repeat that little story you mentioned on the break. Greg, go ahead.
All right. This is concerning. My last dinner at the Nucci's restaurant in just east of Bodega Bay, California.
Right.
And where I was speaking with Jean Palfrey, who all your listeners know her, everyone knows her as the D.C. Madam.
Right.
The Washington, D.C. Madam. And, of course, there's a big mystery about what happened to all her records. Okay, they were never recovered. All anybody can say was that about two-thirds of Washington was breathing a lot easier when Jean Palfrey was found hanging by the neck in her mother's garden shed, okay, in Dunedin, Florida. And now, you know, my question was that, first of all, Jean, I knew Jean, and I knew what she was facing, and the situation was that she said, she told me, be aware and get the word out about 9/11, about the Israeli involvement, about the Pakistani involvement of
right.
ISI. General Muhammad Gul is one of my customers.
Right.
And also Muhammad Atta, okay, the leader of the 9/11 attack, okay, on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, he was also one of her customers, okay? And of course, but the biggest one that she had for me and that everyone recognizes is this person, Dick Cheney, Richard
right.
Cheney. Okay, and I said, okay, am I supposed to know something about Dick Cheney? And
the Prince of Darkness,
at that time,
right?
She said, at that point, she said, yes, he was involved, and this is what he told one of her Jean's employees, was that Dick Cheney he ordered the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. All right.
Right.
The Prime Minister of
India.
of Pakistan.
Yeah.
Okay. She had just been elected, and I saw the whole sequence myself, so I know she was saying, well, what she was saying was true, was that Benazir Bhutto arrived on a plane in Karachi, Pakistan, and I saw her myself get into a limousine, a white limousine, as she drove away from the plane and the parking spot at the airport. I saw the flash of an IED go off right next to her car. She was knocked down inside the car, and she got up, like a real soldier, she got up and got back into the skylight and was waving to everyone from the skylight, despite the fact that this IED had gone off right next to the limo, and she went about another 100 yards, and she was shot through the chest. You know, a sniper shot her through the chest. All right, and one of the first things that Benazir Bhutto was going to reveal to the world was the fact that Osama bin Laden had been dead quite a bit of time before. He had died of polynephritis. Okay, but the thing was that, you know, we were still carrying on, you know, and acting like he was much alive and well, and also had been directly responsible for the attacks on 9/11. So, and the next issue, okay, of course, would be that Jean was going to leave the country. She was going to transfer her funds, and she was in the process of transferring her funds to Germany. When, of course, this mock trial, this kangaroo trial that she had, you know, it descended on her, fell on her like a ton of bricks. And, of course, then she never survived, basically, you know, the trial, because she was found guilty, no matter what, after a circus. She was found guilty of pandering, of all things. And then she was at her mother's home. And this is a little bit foggy here, okay? Her mother laid down to take a nap there in Dunedin, Florida. And that's the last anything anybody knows, because Jean's body was found hanging by the neck, okay, in the garden shack, her mother's garden shack. All right? So that's what I know, and I have conjecture about the method of Jean Palfrey's assassination. But anyway, that's the reason why I stopped by DiNucci's was to remind myself of exactly who was responsible for 9/11, the 9/11 attacks. Okay, so and that of course is all open to conjecture, but. And I don't care what Israel says, that, you know, because when I stepped out of the restaurant at that point, yes, the place was swarming with Mossad agents who were doing a massive crushing pursuit of Jean Palfrey at the time. So anyway, what I did have to say, by the way, today, okay, is I was just given some very interesting information about a different subject matter completely, and I'd like to have your audience look this up when they have a chance. Bill, is are we still transmitting? Okay. I seem to have lost volume.
Right, no, you have lost volume. I was just waiting to see more comments, because I think where I see the analysis going now.
Okay, all right.
My 2020 predictions are the following, and I want to get your comments. Number one, I think Trump is going to push McConnell to actually have an open trial with the witnesses. Number two, they're going to have grand jury impanelment, which means there's going to be Democrats, DOJ, CIA, and NSA agents go to prison. Number three, the color for 2020 is orange. And orange goes with no book tours and no yard time. What do you think of that? It comes with a steel toilet with no toilet paper. How's that? And no bidet. Bidet-free prison life. What do you think of that?
I think they call that bedrock.
Yeah. Now, where things are going to go is the New World Order's in a panic, because... And it is a supernatural. It's both natural and supernatural. When all three keno balls fall, and I'm not a gambler, next year, and you provided some of the key information along with my other sources, next year is the first final implementation of the Matrix, i.e. known in the Bible as the Mark of the Beast. They're going to start chipping and tracking and putting biometric cameras everywhere. The ID is openly October 1st, and they have to hoodwink and tell people this. Now, I'm having people panicking. I tell them, number one, get our nutrients to protect your health. Get yourself prepped up financially with Carrot Bars, which has encrypted phones and the WIM computers coming out soon. Get yourself ready and tell your neighbors, if you're in a big city, get the heck out. Don't be downwind within 100 miles of a nuclear reactor. Don't be within 25 miles on the west coast of a nuclear of a fault zone. And in the east coast, because earthquakes travel farther on the east coast, so don't be within 100 miles. Don't be directly on the coast, because we're going to have tsunamis when the earth changes really start winding up. Okay? The next major event is what's called a solar minimum coronal mass ejection and a lithospheric disjunction, where the crust moves on the earth. The globalists know this is coming and they're panicking, because the time is getting shorter and shorter to complete the New World Order. If they don't complete the New World Order before the pole shift, everything is lost. It'll deteriorate to 2,000 city-states roughly. I'm just using a number. And their idea of an internet and a satellite-based control matrix in the cyber state is gone. Now, they don't want us to cross the boundary of artificial intelligence subservient to humans, or life extension technology, or a new economy of energy, like tokamak fusion reactors and plasma lines that are completely protected against EMP. They want us to be vulnerable. They want us to surrender to a world government, and they want to kill a lot of us. That's why after we had our talk there, we were on camera, and I gave a little witness about my talk in Portland.
Yes.
With one of the two visions that I had was two guys stood up from Gunderson Steel in Portland and had been welding in shackles in rail cars. This guy actually listened to the audio, and he actually had, it was 10 years ago in another place in North Dakota, and a similar event happened. The guy was crying and bawling his head off about the fact he needed money for his family, and there were dozens of people like him welding these shackles, and he alone, in a matter of a period of a month, welded in 40,000 shackles. Now, people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're making this up. I said, you know what? I even can tell you the port where guillotine machines have been coming in for decades and weapons made in China for the deep state sort of underground facilities, including facilities that I took care of employees in Colorado. This is not secondhand. It's not open to your damned opinion. And I have idiots. They'll say, Deagle, shut up and let your guest speak. I'm thinking, you need to shut up. You need to pray. And you need to see if the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul tell them what I'm telling you the truth. Don't believe what I say, for God's sake. But when the yes, no stones in your soul says, you know what? Deagle's a pain in the butt, but he's telling the truth. They need to understand we're desperately at the end of the game, aren't we?
I think the end is near, certainly.
Well, I would say we're at what's called the end of the beginning. Do you like that? We're at the end of the beginning, which means the prelude to things before things really hit the fan is next year, which is why they're panicking. And you see Nancy Pelosi, who's, by the way, she's involved with child sacrifice and pedophilia and Pizzagate. Adam Schiff abuses his so-called gay sexual partner. He's a monster. Nadler is a pre-demented nut. These people are very sorry excuses for humanity, but we need to pray for them because they're captured, because they're people of clay and iron. They're either being directly avatared or indwelt by transdimensional entities that are running their soul. Right? Now, this is that bad. People need to know. Trump is screwing up the left and the right global new world order and the surrender of America. Well, that's why they rejected your plan for cybernetic protection, didn't they? That's why the people around Trump for over 2 years now have rejected our plan of bringing a missile defense system, which I know will work, better than Brilliant Pebbles conceived during the 1980s, and better for power source protection, because I'm going to get Dr. Pry on next week on the second hour on Tuesday, along with our other expert from Colorado, Glenn Rhodes. And by the way, these are all born-again, spirit-filled Christians, and they know that all hell is about to break loose. This is not a theory. And they got no support whatsoever from Barack Obama, who only wanted EMP protection against his son. He didn't want to protect against any. And this is actually in the public statements on Life, Liberty, and Levine in the spring of 2018 against cybernetic attacks on our power grid or our databases or EMP attacks against, I call the weapon of indignation, against our nation. This is all by design. They're setting us up for financial collapse, EMP attacks, nuclear attacks, chemical and biological attacks, and they want us to surrender to world government. We're not getting ready for war. We're getting ready for surrender, aren't we? What do you think?
Now, what I think, too, is I have not heard any mention of tempest hardening. Okay? And for those people
who
are familiar with electronic warfare, radiological warfare, okay,
right.
Tempest hardening, the tempest attack will mean everything. It'll mean the end to what we know. All this nonsense about 5G and all this, okay, all you have to do, and whoever decides to take this step, all they have to do is create enough radiation, all right, to forward bias, what's called forward bias, all the electronic circuits in a certain area, that will wipe out those areas.
Right.
All right? And that's what tempest hardening will do, was stop that radiological attack. Okay? The
right.
effects of them. It's not so much the attack, it's the effects of
right.
the attack.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And invited me to go to the Vatican. Did you know that?
Well, I've never been invited to the Vatican.
Yeah, well, they were watching Deagle. Welcome back. So, you know, you're talking about these things. I'm talking about advanced technology. People need to understand our government's the most advanced. Next are Russians, and there's three other nations that have weather modification technology. It's not just weather. You can set up scalar frequency patterns that can actually trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, move storms, and actually forward bias and blow circuits of electronic equipment all to hell. Now, the ferromagnetic chips made in IEEE Bromine chips made in Colorado Springs. They had limited production, but they were making them in Colorado Springs at Atmel Corporation. And I was shown them supernaturally by the angel October 10th, 1993. And 9 months later, I was actually taken to the facility, and the tech was showing me the facility, and I told him how they were building the chips. He said, "You better shut up, Deagle, because if they know that you know how they're building chips, you're not going to get out of here alive." Because I was showing them supernaturally how they actually make the IEEE Promethean chips. So you got to understand here, people say, "Well, we want you to shut up, Deagle." I said, "Stop talking, be silent, and stop criticizing me, for God's sake, your own soul. Because we're at the end. Next year is the start of the first layer of the Mark of the Beast. Next year. And we're not going to get a 7-year warning like some knucklehead Christians want a temple built, which, by the way, if they do, it's the abomination that desolates. You know, I'm going to tell you, there's an awful lot of apostate Christians, Jews, Muslims, Baha'i, transhumanists. They're all into one form or another of stupid apostasy, aren't they? Same with the political systems. They're often demon rats or republic rats, or it was political system, whatever country, communism, socialism, high-level masonry infiltrated every medical system, legal system, like the Bar Association with Jubilee Authorized Registry, and every political system on Earth, including even in Russia. High-level Masonic, Druidic maniacs are infiltrated every damn level of government and education on this planet. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't know that the NSA is an occult organization, and Adolf Hitler was a high priest in the Thule Society. They don't know that. They think he was just a maniac leader. No, no. He had collaboration from the West. In fact, George Bush's father helped to fund the mugger and got fined $several million. He never went to prison. He got fined, was it $1.5 million or $2 million? Minor fine for a guy that's really rich. People don't know this, do they?
No. No. By the way, you were speaking about Prescott Bush?
No, I'm talking about George Bush's father.
Prescott Bush.
He financed Adolf Hitler through banks in America. Yeah. And remember, and I found this out from my sources, do you know that the Canadian and British Air Force and the American Air Force were not allowed to bomb either the concentration work camps or Krupp Steel or other Masonic organizations making weapons that they were often bringing over in U-boats and selling to the British to kill Germans? Did you know that they were making shells in German factories to kill Germans and sell to the British? Did you know that?
Yeah, this is truly amazing. Right before you called, I was just speaking to someone about the Krupp, K-R-U-P-P, okay, the Krupp weapons
factory. Yeah, I have a book. I have a classified book, actually. It's called The Arms of Krupp, K-R-U-P-P. And all these high-level Masonic juridic organizations were totally collaborative. Just like we, for example, set up situations to make these people billionaires in China so they would transfer 60,000 factories to China and weaken America. And eventually, and the thing that threw a wrench into is the election of Donald Trump. He's completely throwing off their plans. They wanted Hillary Clinton in last, and they were already declaring that they were going to bring the New World Order and the Mark of the Beast already. Did you know that?
That is my next subject matter I need to discuss. And I need
let's expand it. I'm going to let you talk now, because people need to realize, if they think I'm a little bit aggravated and wound up right now, and they want me to shut up, like I hear once in a while some moron that wants to shut up, Deagle. Don't you get it? Actually, I had one idiot said this. I got to say this. He said, "You're always pushing the left to the right, Deagle, and then Deborah Tavares is always saying reality. She left and she's not coming back. I've had it with you, Deagle, and I'm not coming back." Now listen to this, idiot, because you are a moron and you're killing yourself. First off, I worked it out with Deborah, and she's coming back because she respects me, not only to be her doctor, which I am, but also to protect her and give her information scientific, technically, and classified. So she's coming back in January. She's got family issues, people. So moron, shut up. She's back an hour or two on Tuesdays in January. Okay? Now, I bring on co-hosts that I, number one, have to be bought and paid for by the Most High God in his blood, because he came to earth and sacrificed himself to bring our souls into eternity. And you don't start eternity when you die. You start today when you're here and do Shema, God's will. Heaven doesn't start when you die. It starts today when you live for God, doesn't it?
I have something important to say.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's something like this, all right? And I was just given this information spot on yesterday, but it goes something like this, all right? George Nader, N-A-D-E-R, George Nader.
Right.
Ring a bell? Okay.
It does ring a bell, but tell me more details. You mentioned this yesterday when we were talking, right?
Okay, right, exactly. Okay, well, George Nader, all right, is now in custody in London. Okay?
Right.
And it appears, and like I say, a lot of this appears to be what it is. Okay.
George Nader, he goes by George Araf Nader. Apparently he's Arabic, born on May 15th, 1959. American businessman and lobbyist convicted of sex offending crimes, right? Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I didn't realize this, but George Nader actually was born in South America. Peru is the country of origin that I have him fixed at.
Right.
But it would appear that George Nader, okay, is the contact, the liaison for Syria, the country of Syria, or their intelligence agency, Iran, the SAVAK, and, of course, Israel, the Mossad. All right.
Yeah, well, the SAVAK, by the way, is a private security force that will kill you in Iran, which is why the SAVAK have killed 1,000 people in the last month in Iran, in fighting against the mullahs and the Rouhani. Please continue.
Yes, the SAVAK, of course, is the end product, the lethal product of CIA organization.
They created it for the Shah of Iran. SAVAK was created for the Shah to crush the Iranian people, wasn't it?
Now, as I understand it, Mr. Nader was stopped in transit, okay, there in London, and when his bags were opened, he had an inordinate amount of child pornography.
Right.
That was okay. And on the face of it, you could say, oh, well, he was framed, he was set up. Well, it appears to be yes, and it appears to be no. All right? It appears to be the order to pick up Mr. Nader was given by MI6. Okay? MI6. And that was given, the order to have him arrested was based
by MI6. By the way, he's a primary advisor to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. This is the guy, by the way, of the United Arab Emirates as well, right? And he also was consultant for Blackwater Security founder Eric Prince. He was an advisor of Blackwater Security, too. Please continue.
And as I understand it, it was the Queen of England, who said, okay, fine, okay, you didn't do what I asked you to do, you're toast, and had him arrested there, through immigration.
Yeah, it was the Queen who actually replaced the order, because the Prince Andrew got marked, and now his family are literally removed from the royal family, in a sense, because of what they discovered.
Exactly, thank you.
It's all tied together, isn't it?
That's when my information.
Yeah, I call the Queen, although she's small, I call her the chief reptile of Earth. How's that?
All 5'2" of her. You're correct.
Yeah, she's a small, but she's a really powerful reptile.
So as I understand it, is that Mr. Nader was directly connected to Mr. Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, and no, don't ever refer to, I got to correct you now, just as a minor, a little comedy here. Agent Epstein. Remember, he was working primarily for the Mossad, MI5 and MI6, and the CIA, and honeypots to blackmail senior corporate leaders, world leaders, etc., including the Prince of the British Crown, Andrew. So these people were being honeypotted into being compliant with whatever the New World Order plans were, weren't they? they're being blackmailed, sexually blackmailed.
That's a good term for it, yes. And but that was all with the complicity of Hillary Clinton, okay, the Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Huma Abedin, of course, was involved in it. And then, as I understand it, the end target where this is being aimed at is our president right now.
Right.
Donald Trump. Okay, Donald J. Trump.
Right.
That's where the end target is. That's where this thing is being aimed at.
Right.
And that's what's and I don't see anything that would dissuade me from thinking otherwise.
And do you know what the main way they're going after Trump is? Not sexual. It's the tax records in the state of New York, isn't it? That's where they're trying to get him, because of his taxes and the taxes of his father and the sources of all his money and power. That's what these maniacs are going after, because they figure they can't get him other ways. If he's doing something against the New World Order on the left and the right, and people need to get a life here. If they say, oh, you're just, Deborah talks about reality. No, Deborah gets great documents, but she doesn't connect them to science or the deep state or all the other things. I connect everything to everything, spiritual and otherwise. Even intel agents that know a lot like you do, I connected other things that you don't know about, right? Please continue.
That sounds pretty reasonable, Bill.
Yeah, and I'm a logical person. The thing is, I'm dangerous, because I'm not going to be back off. As I say, and I repeated this today when I talked to our CEO of CRN Talk Radio, Mike Horner, is now moving Hour 1 over to also rebroadcast at 8 p.m. on our CRN Talk 1. I will die for you, because I care and love you no matter how evil you are, but I will not lie for you even to the moment of death. So I will die for you, but I will not lie for you. And people don't like that. I mean, you don't care whether we like you or not. I don't give a crap whether you like me or not. I would die for you, even if you hate my guts, because I got my big pants on.
So what we have here is sitting in custody in London is a highly skilled, highly trained agent, probably a triple agent, if not quadruple agent.
Right.
He was Russian trained as an agent,
right,
of course. And that has allowed him to establish liaison with Syrian Mukhabarat,
right,
Israeli Mossad, and Iranian SAVAK.
And remember, okay, now, and also probably MI6, MI5, so the fact they turned on him because he didn't do something they liked, right?
That's what I'm getting from about the Queen of England. Okay.
Right. The chief reptile. She's turning on him because she's ticked off that Andrew has been basically truncated from the royal line. Right?
Well,
but by the way, the queen and all of her minions, even her jewelry, is run by the Rothschilds. Even one of her sons is actually married to a Rothschild descendant. People have to understand, the queen is not an autonomous dictator. She's like a puppet in a puppet show run by Satan through the Rothschilds, isn't she?
Yes, that's a good way to summarize it.
Yeah, but she's an evil puppet, right?
Mm-hmm. Stick with the reptilian.
Yeah, well, that's right. I said chief reptile of Earth. The queen of heaven and the United Nations. The proxy of the eighth kingdom of the end of the age. That's what she is. Okay?
Now, by the way, I think Susan Lindauer is concerned about this issue going on in Coleman County, Florida, Central Florida.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Sure. We got to do some audio after the show here, because we're just finishing up. So let's do some audio after the show, okay? Or some video. We'll put you on video cam.